Poetry of Things Scientific by Vicki B. Wright. In a moment labeled Quality Time, I gaze with you at the stars. Your little boy excitement tugs at my heart, while thoughts of Copernicus and Galileo lend me a moment to teach. So I ask, how do they stay in the sky? Then my tears send the stars swimming into a misty kaleidoscope, as you teach me with your faith. I think Heavenly Father glues them to the clouds. The Quilting Bee by Mary M. Harris. The women of our ward welcome each new bride with a quilt. Elbow to elbow, they sit around the frame, imprinting the cloth with stitches. They bandy news items back and forth like tennis players across a court. New babies, illnesses, budgets, schedules, clothes, and menus, stretching the fabric of their lives. Yet they dream and laugh and love. The pristine coverlet spans their laps like an unblemished prairie, a wilderness to be conquered. The women knew it will be years before the quilt is really finished. They have witnessed the process before, the residue of bitter tears, oil from hands pressed in evening prayer, milk and dampness from nursing babies, colors faded from washings and sunlight conspiring against the fresh, unflawed coverlet and couple. The women bleed a little with every quilt, their hearts pricked by memories. Still they dream and laugh and love and quilt. Beloved by Carol L. Banks. She crept up to her father's knee to sit there quite contentedly, no word needing to be said, laying his hand upon her head. And looking down, he gently smiled upon his treasured, trusting child. 'Tis thus with me approaching prayer, feeling Father's spirit there. In quiet peace, all fears are fled, heart so warmed, so fully fed, that, oh, it's just as though he'd smiled on me, his blessed, joyous child. End of poetry.